Diolch yn fawr. Gracias. Merci. Danke. Grazie. Obrigado. And once again, diolch yn fawr. But the only one I'm confident in saying. Thank you. Thank yous from around the world. Well, we thank yous from Europe. I know my limitations when it comes to foreign languages. They're very fine, my limitations are. But the word thank you is so important. We teach children to remember to say their pleases and thank yous. And I'm sure that's how most of us were brought up when we were young. Don't forget to say please, don't forget to say thank you. Saying thank you is one of the pleasantries that helps the world go round, keeps things mild. Thank you very much, thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. So goes the song from the 1970 musical film Scrooge, when Ebenezer Scrooge expresses his joy and gratitude for his newfound appreciation for his life, feeling that he has been gifted a second chance, which indeed he has. Now, there is no singing and dancing in our gospel reading this morning, and I'm not just about to give my rendition of it either, but there is much dramatic action here. When we have the well-known moment of Jesus healing the 10 lepers, with only one returning to say thank you to him. And this one of the 10 was a Samaritan, an outsider. So the thank you that this Samaritan says to Jesus is a huge, multifaceted thank you. He is saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for coming into no man's land. The region between Samaria and Galilee that nobody really wants to hang around in, except for lepers and outcasts. Thank you for coming here. Thank you for listening to our cry for mercy and help. Thank you for speaking the words which brought us healing. Thank you for your presence, your love, your authority. Thank you for choosing to heal even me, a Samaritan, a nobody, especially to you, a Jew. And when Jesus hears this thank you, he says to the Samaritan, rise and go. Your faith has saved you. The Samaritan's obedience to Jesus in listening to him and making his way to the priest brought him healing, as it did the other nine. When he turned around and came back to give thanks to Jesus, Jesus then brings him salvation. The Samaritan was healed, cleaned, and saved, whereas the other nine were healed and clean. It is only the Samaritan whose heart was full of thankfulness who received salvation. If the healing was good, the salvation was transforming to his life. The Samaritan himself would have been forgiven for bursting into a song and dance routine there and then. So where are we in this real-life drama in three acts? We tend to focus, when we read this passage, on the thank you part. But this event is threefold. Act 1, calling out to Jesus when we need his help, either for ourselves or for someone dear to us. Act 2, listening to what Jesus is saying to us, and then doing it, doing his will. Act 3, returning to Jesus to say thank you for his love, for his mercy, for his forgiveness, for his salvation. How often do we call out for something from God? And how often do we return to say thank you? Or do we think that we've done it under our own ends, or something else has happened? We tend to be good with our please, Jesus. Please, Jesus, help me at this moment. Please, Jesus, look after my friend. Please, Jesus, heal my family. The list of please is probably endless. But how often do we return on our knees to say thank you? But as we see from the Samaritan man, when we do, when we humble ourselves, it means that we are recognizing our complete dependence on Jesus' love and mercy. Because when we give thanks, we don't only give thanks for the immediate things he has given us, but within that, the thanks, we are to think and thank him for his love and forgiveness and for changing and saving us. For which, thank you, in whatever language, seems such a simple word to say. And giving thanks with a grateful heart, such an easy thing to do. But something that can transform our lives forever. So, remember the three acts. Call out to Jesus. Listen to Jesus. Do what he says. And then, don't forget to return to say thank you to our Lord and Saviour. It sounds so simple. Sounds like the thing we all know that we should do. But many years ago, our survey in the Bible tells us that just 1 in 10 people did it. Amen.